You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Good luck finding any empty wall in New York this week. There is art everywhere you turn. Hundreds of galleries are parts of two fairs, the Armory Show on Pier 92 and 94, and the Art Show at the Park Avenue Armory. Confused? Well, that's just the beginning. The Whitney Biennial is opening this week, and so are other major museum exhibits on everything from French painter Paul Gauguin to the civil rights movement. Here to help us make sense of the chaos is WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon. Good morning, Deborah. How are you holding up?
Good morning, Sotirios. Well, it's true. This is Armory Week in New York, and frankly, I feel like I need a coat of armor to get through it.
Let's talk about the Whitney Biennial. It's a highly anticipated show, and it's their last in their Upper East Side building. Deborah, is the show worth seeing?
If you're in the art world, you certainly must see the Whitney Biennial, but it does feel a bit like homework. It's a bit of a chore. It was organized by three different curators who basically filled the building with as much contemporary art as they could find. That's what it feels like. If you do go see it, I would advise you to start on the fourth floor, which was organized by a curator from Chicago, Michelle Grabner, who has put together a lot of craft-based work, including abstract paintings by Amy Silman and Donna Nelson, and the ceramics of Sterling Ruby, which has been much discussed. Look for his giant-sized ashtrays. They're as big as garbage cans. They're made from clay, and the insides of them kind of look like the insides of cancer patients.
Oh, my God.
They're very red and gory for pottery. And this is the first biennial that has three curators, each of whom has his or her own floor. So it's a three-part biennial.
Wait, three curators, each on their own floor? That's not usually how it happens.
No, this has never happened. And I think it attests to the rise of the curator in contemporary life. Ever since curation became a noun, we've been seeing curators overshadowing artists. And this is very much a curator show as opposed to an art show.
You know, the whole purpose of these biennials is to kind of give an overview of the state of art at that time. But with three curators, I mean, I guess you're probably getting three different perspectives of the state of art.
You certainly don't get a coherent point of view. And I think the problem is that the biennial this year is almost indistinguishable from the art fairs. It just feels like a jumble of objects. And the only thing separating it from the art fairs is that the objects are not for sale.
Well, a very different show is opening at the Brooklyn Museum, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Movement. What's your review of that show?
I love that show. You must see it. Go to Brooklyn, please, and go see Witness, as it's called. It is intended to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the passage of the Civil Rights Act, which, of course, outlawed discrimination and was passed on July 2nd, 1964. I've never seen a show like this because it really makes politics and the civil rights movement top priority. And it brings together artists who might seem to have little in common, either ethnically, racially, or artistically. And it's very moving because it is a kind of coming together. For instance, Norman Rockwell, the great illustrator slash artist, has a painting hanging next to a sculpture by David Hammons. David Hammons, who's this very edgy black artist who lives in Harlem and is very reclusive. Sam Gilliam, a lesser-known black artist from Washington, D.C., weighs in with a beautiful abstract painting called Red Spring, and it's hanging next to Philip Guston's largely red picture of Klansmen. And to see them side by side is to see two artists who have never been paired before, so far as I know, but who do share a belief in equality. And it's a very moving show. There is, by the way, music playing in the galleries, and I thought it really worked. Early protest music, such as We Shall Overcome and Nina Simone, Mississippi Goddamn, to Aretha Franklin's Respect in the later galleries. You see the show and come to understand how deeply everyone felt about the civil rights movement, even though the political content of their work tends to be erased in the context of most museums.
And why is that?
Because museums like to stick to the official narrative of art history, which makes it seem as if abstract painting was the second coming and everything else springs from that. They really like to look at art in an aesthetic context, in an aesthetic frame. They never call attention to politics. And the Brooklyn Museum show is really radical because it acknowledges that some political moments are larger than art. And the civil rights movement is larger than art. And I think this show is such a beautiful tribute to that moment. So I want to ask our listeners, how do you feel about an art show devoted to politics?
Let us know what you think on our website at WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Sotirios.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.